gateway.com. Gateway site to all those other great sites. Billions and millions of dollars a year in sales of books and other materials. This is one of the biggest best-selling authors out there. And I've read several of his books, read news articles he's done, bought his super memory thing decades ago. And it's all just stuff that's so well documented. I mean, take his Natural Cures book that they don't want you to know about. This is all mainline stuff that's backed up all these scientific studies that they've known for hundreds of years that it helps you. And then they're coming after him for that. Folks, this is serious if they're able to shut him down. What an amazing interview. Okay, we got 20 minutes left with Kevin Trudeau. We're going to open the phones up, take a few calls in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We just got a call from Trudeau's folks saying, can they use this interview? Absolutely. They can take the video of this interview, the audio of it, use it however they want. Again, flattered. Okay, Kevin, I've been asking a lot of the questions, and there's so many other questions I've got, but in this short segment, we got one more coming up. Anything else you haven't covered that people should know about or that's coming over the horizon that people aren't aware of yet with all your inside knowledge? And what are you most focused on right now in the future?
Well, for 15 years, Bilderberg is just one group. It's North America and Europe, and there's others, about four others around the globe that also work together. And they are working together as a group. The bottom line is there's six major areas of control that this group has been focused on for forever. Number one is the money supply. So in 1913, when the Fed was created, they got the money supply covered in the U.S. So the number one goal is always to control the money. Number two is you got to control the media. Because if you control television, radio, newspapers, magazines, then you control the thoughts and feelings of the population. The third thing they got to do is control drugs and health care. Because everyone is going to either get sick or feel the urgency for their health. So if they control drugs and health care, that's an automatic way to control the population by forcing injections. It's like this kid, 13-year-old kid, where the judge says, you must get chemotherapy. I mean, how insane is this? Strap the kid down and kill him?
So that makes government God. I mean, if they can make you take drugs, make you go to them, get the health care they want to give you, that's how they force the eugenics on people.
Yeah, and keep in mind, the drugs are specifically used to basically mind down the individual population. This has been done throughout the centuries. We forget in China. When the British were in control of China, what did they do to the population? Let's get them all on opium. So they got British got the entire Chinese population drugged up on opium so that they didn't have any problems with the population. They would just go out there and do their work and stay high on opium all day. So same thing here.
What are the elites afraid of? I asked you that question and forgot to ask it again. What are they most afraid of?
They're afraid. It's so simple because people always ask me, what should I do? And this is what they're afraid of. They're afraid that people will get out of debt, because if you completely pay off your credit cards, pay down your mortgage, buy a used car for cash instead of owing money from the bank, if a person gets out of debt, they can't control you that much. And secondly, if you change where you spend your money, if you stop buying, my book was the biggest seller that Walmart ever had. Walmart never sold organic food. So when Natural Cures became the biggest seller they ever had, the executives called me up and said, we are forced to sell organic food in our stores because of your damn book. And so that's what it comes down to.
But they're greedy and can't help it and still sell your book.
Correct. That's the beautiful thing. Greed supersedes everything, even their most important wishes and desires.
Well, that's just like big Hollywood production company with big banking funding making a Bilderberg Group movie. They like being known as the supermen of the world. I want to hear about those other four groups when we get back. Final segment with Kevin Trudeau, ladies and gentlemen. What an incredible interview. And we're going to be having him back up on the show. We appreciate his time.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know what a police state this country is, I had Jim Tucker on from Bilderberg 3 or 4 times, and I said, Jim, anything I can do for you, you know, for all the great work you've done? And he said, yeah, there's a type of bourbon I like, and he said the name of it. And then we're trying to mail it at the post office, and there's little secret police asking what it is, and they say, we can't mail liquor across state lines. In America, you can't mail one of your friends a bottle of whiskey as a present. This country is gone. We got to take it back. We got to have a revolution. And Kevin Trudeau, how do we? Is the establishment worried about revolution? What type of revolution should we have? I want to have a peaceful one, but I want this to stop. I mean, I can't go out in the country on my land and get a telescope out without a game warden with his lights up running up now. It didn't used to be like that. I mean, government is out of control. They're suing you, getting $37 million judgments for writing books about how to lose weight that work. I mean, this is baloney.
It really is a little bit outrageous, but actually it's I look at it as a very positive thing, because it's becoming so outrageous, people are now becoming aware. Because it's so outrageous, like this 13-year-old boy being forced to get chemotherapy, me writing a book that the government doesn't like and fining me $37 million, but also in addition to that, I have been banned from appearing on television for the next 3 years. As a matter of fact, I've been banned from appearing on radio and internet shows. What I'm doing right now is illegal.
Oh, I didn't know I was a thought criminal, but I, you know what? I believe in the First Amendment, hang together, hang separate. Tell me about my thought crime. Having
well,
you on.
I'm the one breaking it because I'm banned from doing any media appearance for 3 years. But I just told them, look, if you want to enforce this ban, sue me again. Please.
Well, you know, as you said, you're appealing all of this, and if they try to say you can't come on my show, I mean, that's really going to illustrate to people that there's just no free speech left.
It's really outrageous. But you asked me what they're afraid of, and again, let me tell people, here are the things that they're controlling, and then I'll tell you the three things they're afraid of. They're controlling the money, the media, the drugs and the health care, the food, water, and roads and travel. That's what the groups. Now, there's a group, again, Bilderberg, they call it Bilderberg only because of the hotel, but there's no names for these. That is North America and Europe. There's a group that handles Central America and South America. There's the Middle East and the Persian Gulf. There's Africa, and then there's Asia. Those, all of those have Bilderberg-type groups that are all working together. And then all these tie in. And this is where this is at the level that I was at. It's an organization that we don't have a name for. It's called the Brotherhood only because it's just the people together as brothers. It's men and women, but mostly men. And we basically try to make sure that we control the money, the media, the food, the drugs, the water, and the roads. What are they afraid of? They're afraid of, A, that you stop in America. That you stop voting for Democrats and Republicans and
yes.
vote for any other party.
Break the left-right paradigm.
They are freaking out at guys like Ron Paul. And if you remember Ross Perot?
Yes.
Hey, why? Isn't it bizarre that this guy was on the news and on television every day? And then, overnight, you never heard another word from him ever again.
Because they said they'd kill his family.
Of course they said they'd kill his family. But they wouldn't kill him. They were going to murder him in the press, just like Ron Emanuel told the bomb holders at Chrysler. He said, if you don't go along with this, we're going to send the IRS after you, and we're going to unleash the press corps.
Yeah, well, this mafia government, like the Nazis, that was a mafia government, the Soviets, mafia government. Don't you see it falling apart as their crimes get more and more legion? I mean,
yeah.
As you...
That's it. The more crazy they get, the more people start making changes. So, number one, get out of debt. Number two, never vote for a Democrat or a Republican, with the exception of Ron Paul. And number three, change your buying habits. Stop buying things from big multinational companies. I'm in Germany right now. I'm talking to guys who are 80 years old. Now, people are a little healthier here. They ride bikes. They hike up the mountain at 80 years old. No one's taking any drugs. But these guys and gals that I'm chatting with here in Germany were around during Adolf Hitler. And you know what they tell me? They look at me like, they say, are you Americans crazy? You are doing the exact same thing that we did under Adolf Hitler. We wanted to give up our freedoms so that he could protect us. You are doing the exact same thing in America. And it's common knowledge here from the people that were around during the regime of Adolf Hitler that America and Britain are becoming this generation's most totalitarianism, totalitarian and tyrannical fascist governments on planet Earth.
Let me back you up and then finish because it's so important. They've had British government and U.S. government studies and big university studies. I'm sure you're mentioning the same thing that just came out in the last month, admitting England's number five police state in the world, U.S. is number six. I mean, there's only a few like North Korea and Zimbabwe ahead of us. I mean, the whole world knows we are under hardcore tyranny, and it's getting worse and worse. And people said, oh, well, you still got your free speech, and now they're starting to restrict our free speech.
We don't have free speech at all. When a guy can get sued $37 million because he wrote a book and expressed his opinions on television, we don't have free speech in America. No,
I agree.
Chance.
I agree. Finish your point, though, that I interrupted about the Nazi Germany parallel.
Well, the point that people in America need to know, because the debate is, hey, isn't it good that we keep these prisoners in Guantanamo? Isn't it good that the government would be given powers to protect us? And it sounds really good. The problem is, when they take your brother-in-law away, then what are you going to do?
Well, and now they admit the Patriot Act and Homeland Security is for gun owners, conservatives, Ron Paul supporters, and returning veterans. We're told it's for these brown people.
It's designed specifically not to be used It's designed to be used as an intimidation and fear tactic, just like the Gestapo during the Second World War. People were afraid to have conversations in coffee shops because if they said anything against the Führer, the Gestapo, if they were listening, or one of their Hitler youth was listening in and reported you to Gestapo, they would take you in for questioning. And generally the first time, they wouldn't do anything. But you would crap your pants out of fear. And that's what it's about. It's about.
And by the way, they're, as you know, they're now having Obama's youth brigades that are in military formations and uniforms, red and black, knock on your door and ask, we're just canvassing, do you support the leader, the president, the Führer?
Yeah, Chairman Obama.
What do the elites think of Obama? Because I confirmed from Estill and Ann Tucker, he was at Bilderberg last year. Did you hear anything about him at Bilderberg last year?
Well, the reason he was selected over Hillary is simple. Hillary had a huge amount of people that hated her.
Negatives, yeah.
Okay, and Obama didn't. And they also picked Obama because the bottom line is they were looking for somebody who is a great speaker and who's going to persuade people. You know, he reads that teleprompter so well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really does.
I mean, and this is what people don't get. I was with a couple senators, and I was with them to see what they do all day. It's a professional acting job. You spend 70% of their day is for raising money. They don't read any of the bills they sign. They don't write any of the bills they sponsor.
Unbelievable.
It's a complete acting job in Washington.
What about the tipping point? You know, it's not just that the good guys are going to help us win. 1% started the war in 1775. 5% won the war. We don't need a majority. We've got way more than 5%, probably like 20% know what's going on now from my own gauge. I can get your expert take on that and really want it. I'm interested to know. But there's going to be a lot of people who are members of the elite, different strata of the elite, are going to also see that we're starting to win, and they're going to jump ship over to our side. I'm already seeing more and more of that. So believing we can win and get going in the direction of liberty again, a tipping point, getting the pendulum swinging, that's really doable if we just believe in it and act like winners.
Well, what you just said there is very, very astute, and this is what most people don't understand. If you look, for example, at all the wars, Switzerland's always neutral, and nobody touches them. Why? Because that's where all the cash is. But every war, it doesn't matter who wins. Do you understand?
Yes.
It's irrelevant. So if at our levels, we don't care who wins the war. It's a yawn. It's like, okay, it doesn't matter because
it's who profits.
We're like Don King. We own both fighters. It doesn't matter.
It's about playing that war, playing all the sides to your best profit.
Correct. And it doesn't matter who wins because we own both sides.
And that's why they want the Afghan and Iraq war to go on and on, because it's nothing but a black hole to pump trillions into.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those wars are, I mean, keep in mind, America goes into wars around the world primarily to secure money for contractors and pay off friends. I mean, that's why you think France and Germany got so pissed off when America went into Iraq, because they're the ones who had 90% of the contracts.
Absolutely, but now
America,
they're not as...
And America went in and said, sorry, we're taking over the contracts. And that's why France and Germany got really mad.
But suddenly they're on board with Iraq because they were given some of the contracts back.
Correct. That's what people don't understand. I've been to some... When we went into Iraq, before we went in, people don't know this, but there were like group meetings, how to profit from the upcoming Iraqi war. And these are business symposiums with directors and corporate executives from infrastructure companies and oil companies and so forth all getting together. I was there talking about how we're going to go into this country. And you had John Perkins on, the economic hitman. He's brilliant explaining this. He was right there in the front lines of Venezuela
and
Ecuador.
Kevin Trudeau, I mean, I've seen in the Enron, smartest guys in the room, they have video of those meetings. You know what? I twisted your arm, but you said you'd stay longer. Do one more short segment so we can... put a nice bow on this.
Of course.
One of the most amazing interviews I've ever done. It's with Kevin Trudeau. Just absolutely amazing. We'll give you all the websites and a lot more on the other side. Here's one of them, naturalcures.com. My site's InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to Hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. Hazarid. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at Hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Boy, he is something else. You know why the man is after him, Kevin Trudeau. I can find no fault with this guy. I just agree with him on every front. You know, also, the nouveau riche, the new wealth, the middle class, some of the even ultra-rich who are new money, they realize the elite's waging war on them. What about how the globalists are now, after 500 years, going after Switzerland, shaking down the smaller accounts but leaving the big juicy ones alone? And then David Rockefeller's bragging about they're going to end all tax havens, set a global tax rate to the OECD, end, quote, tax havens, open announcements of world government with these bankers running it. I think this tiny elite has really going to get their butt kicked, and I've seen the shift, because they're waging war on not just the middle class and the poor, they're going after a lot of big money.
Well, there's an interesting concept about this, and let me just put it to you this way. From the guys that I hang around with, I mean, you know, maybe they manage a $10 billion hedge fund. You know, one guy last year, you know, netted a couple hundred million dollars. And when I chat with these guys about taxes, they laugh because to them it's all smoke and mirrors. Look, we pay a little bit of tax, but it's nothing. It's nothing like people think we're going to pay because they're, I mean, the U.S. tax code, nobody can even understand it.
Well, it's written for the elites to pay just a few percent and the people are paying 40.
Correct. I mean, listen, I have corporations in Switzerland and, you know, they have the best roads in the world. You're in Chicago or in Austin. I was down there. It's like driving on, as Mancow says, it's like driving on the surface of the moon. You know, craters everywhere, right? Well,
yeah.
I'm driving around Germany and I cannot find one, not one pothole, not one. Now, guess what? They have to pay for that. They build the roads to last 25 years, not five like they do in the U.S. So you have to pay for that. So when I set up a company in Switzerland, for example, they say, look, the taxes are 10% or 12% or 15%, and you pay it because there's good infrastructure and things. No problem. It's like buying a good steak.
Yeah, but here it's a scam.
But you get good value for your money. In the U.S., when you pay your taxes, it goes paying interest on the government's debt, and it's going to the bankers. You're not getting any infrastructure.
Are Americans, Kevin Trudeau, are Americans known as the schmucks of the world now?
The suckers. The word is suckers. The Americans are the suckers. There's no question about it.
Is it because we were so free and, you know, had it so good that we kind of sat on our laurels?
I think it's because the media in America brainwashes people to have them believe things should be a certain way. The majority of Americans have never left the United States. Let me just give you an example. You're driving down the road in America, right? You stop at a gas station. You go to the bathroom. Is it the cleanest place in the world?
No.
I mean, it's disgusting, right? You're in Europe. You stop in a gas station. You walk in. You go to the bathroom. It's spotless. There's an attendant there. Okay? You're in America. You stop at a gas station. You want something to eat? Oh, how about this three-week-old sandwich in the back? Right? I mean, you know what I'm talking about? There's like,
yes.
No food. In Europe, you walk into a gas station, you want something to eat? There's a chef and a kitchen. And all the fruits and vegetables are organic because they don't allow genetically modified
the
stuff.
People demand quality, and here we were sold on crap.
That's like correct.
Just like McDonald's 50 years ago would put a trash can there and say thank you, and we like idiots would go throw our trash away and just lowering the standard.
Correct. Correct, correct, correct. So the bottom line is people in America just don't know anymore how things should be. I mean, we just don't get it. I mean, if you look at a cookbook in America and it says this is home cooking, ingredients, one can of cream of mushroom soup, that's not how you make something. You don't use a can of cream of mushroom soup in a homemade recipe.
You know what? I disagree with you. We're going to have you arrested for saying what a home-cooked meal is. You don't have free speech. You don't have free speech, Kevin Trudeau. Kevin, in closing, I know I gave the number out. We have loaded phones. I forgot to go to your calls, and I'm going to let Kevin go here in a moment. But Kevin, when you get back to the U.S. or in the next couple of weeks or in the next month, can we have you back up and take calls?
Yeah, absolutely. What I'll do is when I get back, I'll call you. I'll fly down to Austin for a couple of days. I'll come on the show. You and I will have a chance to have a good meal and a beer and have some fun as well.
Man, I can't wait to meet you in person, and I'm really glad that we got in touch through ManCal, and it's just been wonderful having you here. Folks can also go to your kind of master portal website, kevintrudeau.com, and that goes to the entire family of sites. And you're not just the king of infomercial. You started the Golf Channel and a bunch of other channels. Kevin Trudeau, an amazing individual. Trudeau is spelled T-R-U-D-E-A-U. So kevintrudeau.com or naturalcures.com. And what's the big mega information site name again?
That's the Global Information Network, globalinformationnetwork.com.
Well, just an incredible hour and a 20-minute conversation with Kevin Trudeau. And we hope you know what? They've told him he has no free speech, but he's saying, you know what? I'm innately free. He's speaking out. He's ignoring what they've said. And we salute you, Kevin Trudeau. We'll talk to you very soon.
Sounds great. Have a great day, Alex.
All right. Let me say bye to you during this break, and I'll let you get back to what you're doing there in Germany. Stay with us, folks. Masses of news coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Checkbook and move into a bigger office, but we've gotten to the next level. We just need the support to go to the level after that. And Kevin Trudeau is definitely something else. And the guy does make billions of dollars a year. And I was talking to him during the breaks. He's probably listening right now. Mr. Trudeau, he really knows the show. He really listens to it routinely. It's incredible when I found out that one of the large parties in Japan has meetings watching my videos, you know, in the parliament offices. And Bilderberg Group members know who I am and track and follow what I do. Estelin told me about a Bilderberg Group person who saw the Obama deception, but he didn't expressly say I could talk about it. And he told me not to talk about the people that bought Terminator, putting out Terminator and then his movie, and now they're announcing it. 2 years ago, I didn't talk about it. I mean, who can make this stuff up? It's just too weird. My wife thinks we live in the Matrix or something. I mean, a literal Matrix. She's starting to think that, not just a phony left-right matrix. You know, I mean, you know, this is all a delusion. I'm not a syndicated radio talk show host. I'm already in Hollywood films. I haven't made some of the most viral internet videos. I don't know all these people. Because the stuff I can't talk about on air is 10 times wilder than what you were just hearing on air. And then meanwhile, night last night, I was just all sitting there for hours. I couldn't sleep, writing notes and thinking about the New World Order and all these things I wanted to impart to humanity about the nature of the human spirit and our future and all this news I wanted to cover, and literally 50 articles I printed off and was going to cover each one on air today, and the whole show just blew past us. And we covered a lot, but it's just crazy. Meanwhile, for all my petty power, I can't get rid of the fruit flies here in the office. The stuff Trudeau was telling me off air. Oh, my God. And you know, I believe all of that because I know he jet sets around with those people. But to have Trudeau on here talking about Bilderberg group meeting, and that's exactly who they'd want there, is people that have, you know, had this influence outside their control. They usually have about 7 to 15 members of the press or alternative media they try to get there. And who, of course, they would have Kevin Trudeau there. But he was basically saying he was at the German meeting 4 years ago. So, in Rotterdam. Okay, you know what? I said I'd take calls. By the way, John, I was busy. Did you ever check what gold is today? Well, here, I'm just going to do that right now myself. I'm just going to check this because I want to know what it is. I mean, it exploded last week, and I didn't even cover it. I mean, it's up like 80-something, 90-something dollars. Yeah, click on that for me. Just absolutely incredible. Oh, it's down $3 at 952, which is up 52 and 20, $72 from 2 weeks ago. So just amazing that that is going on. You know, I said I would do justice to this. Hey, will you call Rob Doohan here? Because I want to take calls here at the end of the show. But I want to plan tomorrow's show and make some promises. Because I filled up like two notebooks of points I wanted to make the last few months. And then last night, I didn't have a notebook in bed. I was turning the light on and writing in the back of a Pitcairn's Island. We bring my note, the blue notepad, my Pitcairn's Island. I finished that book last night at about 2 a.m. And I was scribbling with the light on. My wife's like, what are you doing? And I'm, you know, yeah, my book, Pitcairn's Island, and my folder are sitting out there on the table. And there's all these important brainstorming points I've had. The biggest issue I've got to figure out is whenever I scribble this stuff so fast, it's hard to read later when I look at it. I've got all these notebooks, and then I filled up the back of this book with notes last night, and then I ran out of time, so I used a card by the bed to write notes. And Rob New, come on in here. I want to know what the schedule is tomorrow so I can come in, because these are important points. Or I may just start a thing like where I have a live video feed by my bed, because it's always when I'm trying to go to sleep that all this stuff's racing through my head and it all makes sense and I know how to explain it. Is it the same way for you guys when you're going to bed at night? It's when your brain really works the best?
Definitely.
And I need to have a video cam there, and my wife's snoring. She doesn't snore too loud. It's kind of a cute little snore, like a little piglet or something. I'm like, she says I snore like a rhinoceros. I'll be like, stop it, I'm doing the video pod. Like, I may rig my bedroom up with a camera. I'll be like in the pillow, my hair sticking up. I'll turn to the side and make points. What's the schedule tomorrow so that I know when I can mark off to come in here and cover this stuff?
You're going to be happy. Because it's wide open right now.
Good. I said keep some days open.
So I can keep tomorrow wide open, and we'll just book for Thursday and Friday.
Then I have a tendency just to run on at the mouth. Yeah, that's fine. We'll keep tomorrow wide open. And then I'm going to come on and take calls for the first hour. Then I'm going to do an hour-long rant on the nature of the universe from my perspective and what our true goals ought to be. Hey, that was a wild interview with Trudeau, huh?
That was great. I've seen that guy on TV for years, and, you know, he's just – you see him there, and that's it. But so tomorrow, Alex.
And I was talking to him. He knows. He listens to the show. Must be all the time.
Yeah, he was talking about the John Perkins interview. So he listened to that.
Yeah. No, he was saying he listens a lot when he's on the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess you could. Well, when you got that much money, you can afford to get your information at any time.
Yeah, but I'm really flattered that how many people. It's kind of spooky, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't even really covered this. We're attacked by the L.A. Times, which is the Ferris piece.
The Bloomberg.
New York Times, Variety, Washington Post, and literally probably 10 other things I didn't even print. I mean, and it's all BS.
It's all no fact.
It says, I imagined that they pulled a fire drill on me, that I imagined men following me. It's all on record they did it.
Right.
I mean, they walk up to me and say, you better not pull fire alarms. We've got people pulling them and trying to steal vases in here. You're not. And then they walk off, and I go to my room, and they pull the fire alarm on me. And then I'm weird for freaking out. And then we have them following us off the grounds.
Yeah.
And Secret Service with earpieces on video, and they're saying it doesn't exist. Rob, I mean, that's, they're so, or maybe they're not discredited. Maybe the public's so dumb and wants to feel like they're elitist making fun of me. Right. See how that minds, oh, the, oh, look at this poor schizophrenic. He believes in an elite.
Just go with the system. It'll be okay. It'll be okay.
Yeah, but I mean, these are really pathetic.
I agree. I totally agree. I mean,
you know, I feel sad for Danny. I think he was a little upset that he got cut out of the New World Order film. But I agree with him. It is somewhat of a distortion and kind of a hit piece. So he ought to be happy. He says he is happy he's not in it.
And, you know, I think he could have lended more credibility to it. You know, I thought.
Well, he is a genteel fellow, but I do think it got it. That's what people were asking, why his feathers got out of, you know, ruffle there. I don't control what some film crew does.
Right.
I didn't even really remember that they'd mentioned they'd interviewed Esalen years ago. Film crews come, they go.
We've had a lot of them in here.
They're always hit pieces.
Yeah.
This one was one of the lesser hit pieces.
Well, I don't. We haven't seen the conspiracy hunters from Australia. We haven't seen their piece yet.
I don't think that's a hit piece.
Yeah.
They sent me books. Their family had written. It's all anti-New World Order. Right. Those guys were for real.
No, I think that's going to be a good one when it comes out. So, Alex Jones Hump Day special tomorrow.
But the same thing is, they may not even let it come out. I mean, it's like the maker of Paradise Lost and Some Kind of Monster and Brother's Keeper. You know, that guy's won. You know. Oscars and stuff, and you notice that $3 million plus to make a film with yours truly as the main guy, gone, not going to be aired.
Oh, I bet we could find it. I bet we could find it somehow.
Oh no, no, that was shelved.
Yeah,
that was shelved at Discovery. And he told me not to talk about it like a year and a half ago. He said, just wait and see if later you can talk about it. So now I talk about it. I ought to get him back on the show.
Who's that? What's his name?
Joe Bellinger. Belger. I always mispronounce it. Just there, he's the co-director on all those films I mentioned. Let's call him up and get him back on the show. But don't tell him it's about that. If he wants to bring that up on air, we'll just have him bring that up.
Right.
That's how I'm also able to get all these guests. As people know, I'm not usually mean to people. Unless they come on and say we need to exterminate everybody, and then I tend to start arguing with them. I'm like, oh, so Prince Philip's part of your Royal Eugenics Society. That's it. This interview is over. You know, like I didn't know that information. Listen, this is the biggest story ever. I want you to try to get the Times of London author on, whatever you got to do. Try to get Russell Goldman and Eileen Murphy on from ABC News about the group that David Rockefeller calls the Good Group, with Oprah Winfrey and Ted Turner and Bill and Melinda Gates, and Warren Buffett, all for eugenics. And Watson, when he saw the ABC News thing last week, said, oh, it was a eugenics meeting. Because we've seen these same people. And then it came out, it was a eugenics meeting. Here, I mean, we're right about everything here.
Yeah.
It's just all these people talk about is how they're going to kill us. Billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation. And see, I got news for you. All you good old boys and stuff go, yeah, there are too many, especially colored people. Get rid of them. They're putting sodium fluoride in your water too, Mac. They selected a plastic for mass distribution that leaches hormones that sterilize you and give you cancer. They are hurting you too.
No.
That's the thing, is this eugenics is targeting everybody. And when you study the elites, they're all about not drinking out of plastic. They're all about doing all these detoxes. They're all about not eating GMO foods. They're all about not, I mean, most of the Hollywood people I know that are highest level have all been given the word. They have special water tank systems where spring water is trucked into tanks, and they take showers in spring water. They wouldn't get into tap water. Folks, tap water will kill a fish.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to have to sit it out for days to let all the chemicals evaporate out of it.
Have you ever noticed that if you're watering your lawn with water hoses,
yeah,
it makes it all peaked and almost die, but if it rains, it all suddenly grows?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's got hundreds of deadly chemicals in it.
Yeah.
I mean, folks, and look, I know this, but I only drink purified water. I've got those Berkey systems I got from them that only cut some of it out that go around it. I've got to look at getting a whole home water system in.
Yeah.
Then it's the time. I keep procrastinating. I don't do it. Then it's the money. You know, my gosh, 20 grand for this or whatever. I don't have it. But my kids are in these bathtubs. They're in these showers. They're breathing it. The skin's the biggest organ. See, I said I'd take calls, and I'm not doing that.
So I should go. She can take.
I'm ranting. Well, listen, Rob, you're doing a great job. How was your Memorial Day?
It was an amazing time. Met a lot of cool people out camping and
gotcha.
Played some music. You know. But I had a great time. So I appreciate the time off, and I'm ready to get back in the swing of things. And we're going to be looking at B-roll tonight, me and Rob Jacobson. So.
Oh, listen, you got to call John Perkins. He agreed to the interview.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get out there today.
Today, I think, is the day to call that lady.
Yeah.
We're going to have
mid-June, late June, and back on the radio, too.
Yep.
Warp 1 engage.
Got it.
Good job. There we go. You want to go into overdrive today, man? Kind of feeling overdrivey. Look, I promise I'm going to at least jam in these calls. Who do we got here? Jeff, Annie, Jason, Mark, Fred, Tom. That's a lot of calls there. The phone system only takes 6 up there. We can take hundreds on our phone system. We may have to transfer them over by going to overdrive. I do want to tell you about who made this show possible. I start ranting and babbling happily, because we are beating the hell out of the New World Order here, thanks to God, that I never even get to the sponsors that make this show possible. Let me tell you about a couple of those. We're going to go to your phone calls here today. eFoods Direct. We don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. With the looming economic collapse, food shortages, inflation happening, you need to get this high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, super good food at super low prices. You'd be surprised how inexpensive it is. More than 10 years of its climate control, 10 years guaranteed if you stick it in the garage like I do. My garage is just full of everything, including about 3 years' supply of food. Give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. They got month supplies. They got 3-day supplies. Get a sampler pack. 1-800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. The letter E, foodsdirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group. Just fabulous, fabulous folks. On the same line of preparedness, mysolarbackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid. And here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source, 1800 power plant, and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's right. Generates free electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. Their website is one word, mysolarbackup.com, mysolarbackup.com, or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. And another sponsor. See, I wait the whole show to plug these and get them here at the end, but that's when we got the most listeners, so good for the sponsors. I really do believe in all these sponsors, but this one is particularly great. Pepperspray.com, the lowest prices I've seen anywhere. I have bought from them. That's how I found them, and I said, go get them as a sponsor. And I said, my listeners aren't stupid. They know most areas have different restrictions on the Second Amendment, but they own tasers, stun guns, and high-quality pepper spray and mace. I said, I want you as a sponsor, and we got them as a sponsor. 1-800-908-9988, 1-800-908-9988, free shipping on orders over $99. You cannot beat the deals on tasers, stun guns, animal repellents, home safety, personal alarms. Buy it for your daughters, buy it for your husbands, whatever. Great thing to give your daughter or son who's on campus where it's illegal to own guns, but most campuses allow tasers. 1-800-908-9988, 1-800-908-9988, or pepperspray.com. Okay, that is our sponsors for the day that have made this transmission possible. We're very, very thankful to them. Let's go to Jeff in Tennessee. Jeff, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, my friend.
I tried to get in last week. I'll get off the subject, then I'll go to Mr. Trudeau there. That Miley Cyrus girl, I guess maybe I'm not pronouncing it right.
Hannah Montana saying we should all have our free speech taken.
Yeah, isn't there some information that her daddy has got some type of governmental background or something?
I have read that, but I don't have to admit I don't know much about Hannah Montana. I just know that any any of the employees that have little girls who were here maybe 1 hour a month. They're dancing around to Hannah Montana. So this is total brainwashing, saying in Reuters, ban free speech. It's for the children. Pass the Cyberbullying Act where it's a federal felony if you criticize anybody. I mean, it actually says this makes the hate crimes bill look like nothing.
I thought I'd read something about Achy Breaky Heart Guy, that his family or something had some governmental connections in the past, but
I don't know. It's totally pathetic, and you know, to show my ignorance, I am a little bit familiar with what Billy Ray Cyrus or whatever his name is. I mean, give me a break. What a curse on humanity. A lot of these people sell out, though. Look at Three Doors Down and Kid Rock, you know, with all this pro-war stuff. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, Kevin Trudeau, I picked up his book. My wife is an RN, and I had high blood pressure for years. And we picked up his book. She saw something about a gland that he mentioned in the book. And I was riding a bike, dieting, and you name it. Within 15 days of not using the MSG or high fructose.
Stay there. Function. Yeah, yeah. They want to shut him down because he's the real deal.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Gotta cheesily sing for Hoosian there. He loves it. He begs me to sing to him. I sing to him during the breaks. That's a form of payment. That's salary. I sing to him.
Rapunzel, Rapunzel, lower down your hair. If you think I sit around. All right, Jeff, finish up the point you were making. So you read one of Kevin Trudeau's books. You had a hormonal problem because every time you put the fluoride water in the rest of it, that affects all your glands. Tell us what happened when you did that.
Well, as I was saying, my wife, she's an RN, and there was a mention of a hypothalamus gland or something, which I didn't understand, but she immediately ordered the book. After 4 or 5 years of riding bike, exercising, dieting, water pills, you name it, 15 days, I went into the physician's office. They took my blood pressure 9 times, had the biggest shock in their life, and said, hey, stop the medication. What's going on? So I'd like to...
And that's why they want to shut Trudeau down. I mean, I've read his natural cures. They don't want you to know. It's all just the mainline things that have been proven to really be good.
I would say I owe my life to him because I was really, really blowing the spigot on this blood pressure problem. And I didn't go into the steroid treatment. I went into just quitting MSG and high fructose corn syrup, going to the foreign cheeses and this type of stuff, and not buying this manufactured gobbledygook that we
exactly. Eat. Listen, same here. I eat nothing processed. I eat as much as I was eating months ago, and I've lost 20 plus pounds. I'm losing a pound every 3 or 4 days now. It's really getting fast. And no more fatso here. Hey, good to hear from you, man. Good to hear from you. You know what? These are all such great callers. Let's talk to Annie in Indiana. Annie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This is Annie. Can you hear
me? Hey, Annie. Yes, I can.
Hi. I'm going to talk quick because I know you're running out of time and I've been holding a long time. I was hoping to talk directly to Kevin.
Well, we're going to have him back up. He wants to come on all the time. Go ahead.
Okay, great. I'm a Texan in exile in Indiana. I went to a National Vietnam Vets Convention about 15 years ago in Kokomo, and I bought a bumper sticker, and it said, "Don't steal. The government doesn't like the competition."
I love that bumper sticker. In fact, I'm going to make a T-shirt of that. That's it. Go ahead.
Doesn't like the competition, and they'll get even with you if you compete. But something, I used to wonder if Kevin was real, if he was just in it for the bucks. A few months ago, I caught him on maybe one of the last infomercials he did on his new financial book. He said that an acquaintance, not a friend, but an acquaintance, said to him that under the new Obama administration, we have a license to steal. And Kevin goes, so? And the guy says, you don't get it. We have a license to steal. And Kevin goes, well, how does that affect me? I'm not a thief. A license to steal. Is that not the...
I'm not exactly getting your point. Explain.
Apparently, under the Obama administration, the higher-ups have a license to steal, and they are looting and stealing us blind right under our nose as we go to work.
No, that's true, yeah.
Come home tired. We don't do anything about it. We pay our taxes, and we moo like contented cows. Moo, moo, ba-ba. I love the sheep bleeding on your commercial, Obama. Ba-ba. And I have to identify with that because I'm one of the tired 60-year-old plus people going to work, paying my taxes, going along to get along, knowing what I know. But I know.
No, I know. It's absolutely sickening, and we're trying to change that. I'm out of time. Guys, what's the number to call to go into overdrive here? I need to give that to the people that are holding at Genesis. So I'm going to take their calls and the show's over. We're going into overdrive. You guys ready for this? Because I need to give the... 888-201. So that's 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. Just Jason, Mark, Fred, and Tom. Call me right now. Overdrive, one place, internet streams, Infowars.com. God bless you all. See you back live tomorrow. Big show tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.